Welcome now to the Midday Interview. I'm Jamila Erickson. Today I'll talk with Paige Owens. She's the Assistant Director of New Hanover County Public Library. We'll talk about two different things. We'll get an update on the saga of George the Library Duck, and we'll spend a good chunk of time on the upcoming $1 million book sale. So, Paige, first of all, thanks for coming.
Sure, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, I think a lot of folks are aware of George the Library Duck, who was a wonderful, beloved feature out in front of the Northeast Branch Library for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there was a contest, and people submitted, children and adults submitted illustrations for a book about George. Tell us the latest on George, where he is now and what's going on.
Okay, well, about actually the time that the book came out, George was involved in a fight with a fox, and for his own safety, we moved him, and he was accepted by a couple in Landfall who have a pond behind their house, Chris and John Farley. And George is thriving in Landfall. I visited him around Christmas time, and he looked the best I'd ever seen him. His feathers all fluffed out, looked very good. And I get little updates from Chris Farley. She has a little email George blog with me and lets me know the latest. I heard George had been out to a New Year's Eve party, disappeared overnight, and came back strutting the next day.
Oh.
So, yeah. And lots of George lovers that live in that area tell me how he's doing and report back on George. He's doing just fine.
Oh, that's great. I know he lost his girlfriend to the fox, so
hopefully
he'll find another one.
That was very sad. And actually, they are making plans to try and do some matchmaking. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. Matchmaking for George the Library Duck.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't miss his library friends too much. It certainly
sounds
like... We sure
miss him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Well, I'm sure he's happy in his new home. It was a great idea. Let's talk now about what's coming up in a couple of weeks. It's the $1 million book sale. The library always has a used book sale, actually sometimes twice a year.
Twice a year. Yes.
But why are you calling this one the $1 million book sale?
This is a really big deal. The book sale started in 1983. That first book sale made $2,306. Our latest book sale last fall made $58,700. And over the years, we have gotten to a point where we are hoping that we will cross the $1 million mark with this sale. We have so far earned over the years $945,000 and some change, and we're hoping to make $55,000, which will put us over the $1 million mark.
Wow, that would be so wonderful. And just all really because of the strength and passion of your volunteers.
Oh, my goodness,
Friends
yes.
of the Library.
The Friends of the Library started this. Richard Harris, who still works with us on the book sale, he was the first chair of the book sale back in the beginning, and when it was in the basement of the main library.
I remember that.
Yeah. And finally, after many years, the fire marshal took a look and said, you can't do this anymore. So fortunately, about that time, the Northeast Library was built. And so 2001, they started having the sale at the Northeast Library.
And it is a huge sale, just the sheer volume of what is offered. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things people will find when they go to the book sale.
Sure. We have all kinds of categories, large print, rare books. We have an area we call coffee table books. We have older fiction, contemporary, new fiction, lots and lots of what people really like, those trade paperbacks, which are kind of the book club books. And subject areas, children's books, just pretty much the whole gamut.
And aside from books, aren't there also some DVDs and some audio
tapes?
There
are. We have
not a huge,
that's not a big focus for us for the sale, but we do have audiobooks and DVDs and a few music CDs. Those go pretty early in the sale, the DVDs and all that. At the end of the sale, you'll find lots of books on tape, the old cassette tapes still left over. And if anybody is still using those, and I know some people still are dedicated and will not use anything else, then you might want to go take a look. Otherwise, if no one buys them, we just have to give them away somewhere. So,
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Paige Owens, the Assistant Director of New Hanover County Public Library, about their upcoming $1 million book sale. The sale dates are March 16th through the 21st. That's a Friday through a Wednesday. And we'll talk now about what happens each day. And also, we want to talk a little bit about the volunteer opportunities. First of all, talking about the books, that all the different categories, what are the prices like?
The first night of the book sale, Friday night, the sale is open from 6 to 9.
And that's for members only, right?
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase your membership at the door. It's $15 for an individual membership, yes.
So you get first crack at the books.
Absolutely. Oh, boy, that line will be winding around the building before that opens up. And the hardcovers the first night and on Saturday are $3 each. Trade paperbacks $2, paperbacks $1. Friday and Saturday, the prices remain the same. And then the price break starts on Sunday. Prices mm-hmm. come down. They come down again on Tuesday until we get to Wednesday, which we call the yard sale day. And it's 50 cents a yard or 10 cents a book. So can't really go wrong.
Now, what happens to the books that don't sell?
We are always looking for groups, organizations that want those. Our last book sale, The Goodwill, took all of them. I'll be in touch with them again, hoping that they will be able to take those. Believe it or not, sometimes it's a challenge because by the time the book sale's over, what's left is not really what a lot of these groups can really make money off of.
Right.
But anyway, we always do find a home for them.
Good. All right. Now, you have some opportunities for volunteers to assist you in this book sale because it's
yes.
a huge undertaking.
Yes, absolutely. If you go to the library website, www.nhclibrary.org, in our featured content, if you click on Million Dollar Book Sale, there is a link to volunteerspot.com. And Volunteer Spot is an incredible, actually free service that's offered over the web, and it is secure. And when you click on that link, it'll take you directly to our sign-in calendar, and you can sign up for shifts at the book sale. And we do need more volunteers at this point, so we would appreciate it.
Do you need any more donations of books or DVDs or anything?
You know, they come in year-round, and we always welcome them. Always, always. That's how this whole thing works. You can bring them in anytime during the library's open hours to any of the library locations. There's generally a place to put them next to our circulation desks. And it does help if you can bring them directly to the Northeast Library. It takes a load off our couriers, but we'll welcome them anywhere.
Now, there's the main library downtown. There's the Northeast Branch, which is at where the book sale will be, 1241 Military Cutoff Road. That's at the edge of the Landfall Shopping Center. There's the Myrtle Grove Library.
Mm-hmm. Monkey Junction.
And at Monkey Junction. Mm-hmm. Am I leaving anything out?
Carolina Beach.
Oh, yes.
Yes. There's a small branch in Carolina Beach.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Again, the sale is March 16th through the 21st, preview night on that Friday night, and then it runs through the following Wednesday, and the prices start going down each day. But do remember that the best books are only available. Well, they are. There's great books available throughout the whole sale.
Sure.
But if you want some, the first crack, I suggest you go to the Friday night. Become a member of Friends of the Library, and then you pay your membership of $15 at the door, and then you can buy some fabulous books for not very much money.
Right.
And the money goes to, how is it used?
Okay, the money goes directly to the library, so you don't have to worry that money's getting funneled off in any other directions. And that library enables our library system. That money enables us to offer more copies of new books. If you're familiar with our Me First copies, extra copies you don't have to wait for. And a lot of our new technology advances, we are loaning e-readers now through the library. All that money comes from money earned through the Friends in the book sale. Most people do realize that our library is special in this area, that we have a lot of things other libraries cannot offer, and so much of that is because of the support of the Friends.
That's great.
We're very fortunate, yes.
So the goal for this sale will be to raise $55,000, which will take you to the million-dollar mark, the money raised since
1983.
Yeah. Wow, that's terrific.
Isn't it?
You want to know more about the Friends of Public Library or about the library in general, or if you want to sign up to volunteer for the book sale, go to nhclibrary.org. And remember, the million-dollar book sale is March 16th through the 21st. Mark your calendars now.
Okay.
Thank you, Paige.
Certainly. And can I just say,
yes.
Charlotte Barton is the child who provided the art for
I love it.
The publicity for this book sale. And hers was an entry in the George Library Duck Contest, and we couldn't fit her in the book. But we are just overjoyed to have it for our publicity for this book sale.
Yeah, so I really love this
Charlotte
artwork.
Barton, who was 10 years old at the time she created this. So.
And it's a little duck looking up at the sign for the library sale. And then the duck has a little thought bubble saying, there are friends at the library? It's really wonderful.
Yes.
So a beautiful little illustration, a nice little glossy card. So I imagine folks can find these little reminder
cards
at
any of the libraries. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Paige Owens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is 91.3 WHQR.